Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Heading into another week of rain showers and warming temperatures and a questionable Memorial Day weekend. Tough day in the cattle market Friday and an uncertain week ahead for the grains. We'll check all of that coming up here in the next 25 minutes on Inside Agriculture. The farm safety net was almost an afterthought at last week's House Ag markup of a farm bill budget, except by Chairman G.T. Thompson and a handful of other ag members. Few lawmakers except Thompson spent much time defending the farm safety net, as political feuding over SNAP and USDA staff and spending cuts consumed the Ag Committee. But Thompson laid on the line just how important the 17% of the farm bill is that goes to production ag.
Since the 2018 farm bill was enacted, input costs have skyrocketed, commodity prices are down, and the margin squeeze has every major commodity underwater, with some in their third consecutive year of losses.
Thompson painted a stark picture of U.S. agriculture.
By the end of 2024, farm debt reached its highest level in more than 50 years. Declining prices, soaring input costs, and increasingly frequent natural disasters are pushing producers to the edge.
Adding,
the Agriculture and Food Policy Center at Texas A&M has stated that in their 42 years of keeping records, the prognosis for farm profitability is the worst that they've ever seen.
Leading Thompson to conclude,
if we fail to act, we risk a full-blown financial crisis that could devastate the food and ag supply chain.
And to his Democratic ag colleagues who staunchly oppose SNAP reforms to help save food producers, Thompson reminded them of earlier deficit reduction efforts.
Farmers were stripped of billions in exchange for additional funds in nutrition, or where nutrition saw a 1% decrease in the deficit reduction exercise of 2014, yet farmers had to face an astonishing 25% cut.
Chair of the House Agriculture Committee, Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania. Friday on AgriTalk in the afternoon, USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins on the European Union's quest for net zero.
To get to net zero, they desperately need our ethanol. They need all of our biofuels, our biomass, our wood pellets, and they realize that. And so that was a great conversation. If that's going to be a goal of their economy and their government and the Labor Party has a very significant majority over there in their parliament. And that's one of their top goals. And guess what? The 0% tariff on our ethanol is going to play a huge part in them achieving that goal. And for our farmers in America, that's a really big deal.
This is Inside Agriculture. I'll be right back with a check of the markets.